On the line with me this morning is Rocket Man Russ Anderson. Russ, you can't hate to go to work doing what you do for a living, my man.
Oh my gosh, I tell you what, the only hard part is being a musician, you really don't like getting up early in the morning to travel, but hey, it's worth it. Especially coming back to Wisconsin.
This is so much fun, the show that you do. Of course, the first thing I ask is, why does Elton John need a stunt double, need a body double? And then I think about it some more, and I think, you know what? He absolutely does. What does Elton think of you? That's what I want to know.
Well, I know. I mean, when they were doing his farewell tour videos, you know, the big videos on the big screen behind him and the band, you know, they wanted to reenact a whole bunch of stuff from the 70s. And, of course, a lot of people don't realize, especially the younger audience, well, Elton was crazy, wasn't he? He used to jump on the piano and jump off the piano and run around the stage and play the drums and everything. Well, he can't really do that anymore, so that's where I came in. They hired me to do it.
Just when you thought Elton John did all his own stunts recently, but no, you're the magic behind that. I love that. The Rocket Man Show is coming to see us. That's you at the Weill Center tomorrow evening. Do you hate the song Crocodile Rock as much as he does?
Of course not. I love the song. It's a beauty. And, you know, a lot of the time, that's the audience's favorite song. And, you know, 1973 was a great era for Elton. So, you know, we give them a whole bunch of the greatest hits and all the costumes and, all the antics. It's really a fun night. The whole night is crocodile rocking.
Russ Anderson, Elton John tribute show tomorrow night at the Weill Center. You're the real deal, Russ. This is pretty crazy that you're a Scotsman. You can kind of hear that a little bit. Playing an Englishman. Tell me a little bit about that. Is there a conflict of interest at all?
You know, every time I go back to Scotland, they're not happy with me. It's the only gig where you're going to get a Scotsman wanting to be English, let me tell you. But no, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I mean, I'm a musician and I love making audiences happy. It's kind of a perfect match because they know all the songs already. They know the character. And I go out there with my band and we just give them a whole night of greatest hits with all the costumes. And, you know, the costumes that I wear in the show, well, those are Elton's actual costumes from the 70s. It's a really immersive experience.
Russ, it's easy to celebrate Elton's music. Like I was saying before, man, you can't hate to go to work because it's so fun. The costumes, the music. I mean, what you do is not easy, but it's got to be definitely easier than having a real job.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun and it's very rewarding. You get to see a lot of beautiful places, meet a lot of incredible people. And, you know, coming from Scotland, never in my wildest dreams did I think, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to be traveling America and performing at such beautiful venues.
Yeah, you do this all over the world, too. You're the real deal. Amazing, said Jimmy Fallon. Phenomenal, said Adam Lambert. Meghan Trainor loves you as well, too. Very, very cool show. What can people expect other than a ton of awesome Elton John music?
When we perform a Rocket Man show, it's a full-on reenactment of Elton's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road World Tour concerts back 73 and 74. So, you know, with all the costumes, we have a full stage production, a full live band. And, you know, by the way, there's no tracks, no computers involved. This is all just raw musicians up there playing the songs exactly as Elton's band played them. And, you know, we take him on a timeline through his career, and it's just so much fun.
When I first heard about this, I thought, oh, geez, that's what we need is another. And then I watched some of your videos, and you know what? I did not get a chance to ever see Elton John when he was out touring. But you know what? You coming to Sheboygan is absolutely the next best thing, and it's the best thing right now, and people should come see this show, absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, we love introducing the songs and the character to people who haven't seen Elton before, especially younger audiences that aren't familiar with Elton back in the 70s. I like introducing it to a new audience, and I also like to take the existing fans, or perhaps those who have seen him before, take them back into time. But it's a family-friendly, all-ages show. You're going to know all the songs because, let's face it, the guy's universal. He's in every TV show, every award show. He's in movies. He's at every gas station that you walk into in America. So it is a lot of fun. And I think even if you're not an Elton fan, if you're in any way a fan of music, you're going to just love it because as well as a spectacular visual show, well, it's very musically beautiful.
All right, the Rocket Man, Scotsman Russ Anderson, going to do a massive Elton John show tomorrow night at the Weill Center. We'll see you there, Russ.
Yeah, we'll see you guys there. Can't wait. We're so excited. And, you know, we're always looking forward to playing for a Wisconsin audience.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Cheers, my friend. Thanks for the opportunity. Catch you later.